home and welcome. Now we're going to a new topic here, cleanliness. Lest the listener think I'm delving into petty issues of minor importance, consider 1 Corinthians 6, which shows by keeping our bodily temple clean, we are honoring Almighty Yahweh by housing His Spirit in a clean body. 2 Corinthians 7 also we'll read, but 6:15 from the Tree of Life, starting at 12. Thank you. Everything is permitted for me, but not everything is helpful. Everything is permitted for me, but I will not be controlled by anything. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach for food, but Yahweh will do away with both of them. Yet the body is not for sexually immorality, but for the Yahweh. Unfortunately, they put L-O-R-D. But for Yahweh, and Yahweh is for the body. Now, Yahweh raised up the Savior, I should say, and will raise us up by His power. Don't you know that your bodies are members of Messiah? Shall I then take the members of Messiah and make them members of a prostitute? May it never be. Don't you know that the one who joins himself to a prostitute is one body with her? For it is said, the two shall become one flesh. But the one who joins himself to Yahweh is one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin that a man commits is outside the body, but the one committing sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or don't you know that your body is a temple of the Ruach HaKadosh, who is in you, whom you have from Yahweh, and that you are not your own, for you are bought with a price? Therefore magnify Yahweh in your body. Chapter 7, verse 1. Now concerning the things about which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. But because of much immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. But I intended to read 2 Corinthians. We're reading from 1 Corinthians there. 2 Corinthians 7 says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting pureness in the fear of Yahweh. Dr. Robert S. Mendelsohn, a medical expert, he urges you to become informed. Armed with facts, he proves that the annual physical examinations could be a health risk, that hospitals could be dangerous for the sick, that many operations do little good and many do harm, that many drugs could cause more problems than they cure. Now we will endorse that statement there by Dr. Mendelsohn. And the X-ray machine could be the most pervasive, dangerous tool in the doctor's office, according to the doc. Medicine is one of the most powerful forces in the Western world. Now that is quite a statement that we have seen brought out with this COVID-19. Medicine is one of the most powerful forces in the Western world. Could it be that the end-time beast system will utilize the immense medical religion's power to enforce its mark? Well, perhaps. Quoting from the Good News magazine of 1978, Yahweh has promised salvation and eternal life on the same conditions that He promised healing, obedience, and faith. And Messiah paid our penalty, making possible eternal life by His shed blood on the tree at Calvary. The Messiah, He paid the penalty for physically our having broken the law, making possible our healing by His stripes. Isaiah 53, 1 Peter 2, which says, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases. If you can't believe the one, how can you believe the other? And that was the Good News magazine, 9/25/1978. Next subject. And this is from www.giveshare.org. Here are some of the direct scriptural laws of health. The first one, the primary scriptural law of health, is ignored by many professed believers, or neglected by them. It lays the foundation for every other scriptural principle relating to the care of the human body. Simply stated, our body is the temple of the Ruach HaKadosh, given to us by the Almighty, and it's not our own to do with as we please. Our Savior paid a great price to buy us his own. Therefore, we ought to magnify the Almighty in our body and spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Every part of our body should be used for the pleasure of Yahweh the Eternal. Secondly, the law of clean and unclean flesh foods is another major biblical health law, or the law of unclean meats. Certain animals, birds, fish, and other creatures were never created to be eaten. Noah, the prophet Noah, knew about clean and unclean animals. Read Genesis 7. The laws of clean and unclean in Leviticus 11, Deuteronomy 14, were not just laws for Israel or just for Levites, but for all Israel, and have been in effect for all mankind at all times. We're not to eat unclean foods, but are to be a pure people unto Yahweh. Yes, to present our bodies a living offering, pure and acceptable unto Yahweh, which is our reasonable service. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Other things not to be eaten include anything that dies of itself, Deuteronomy 14, 21. A kid or goat or lamb and it's while on its mother's milk, a lamb while on its mother's milk. Deuteronomy 14, 21, Exodus 23, 19. Another thing to be avoided is blood or improperly bled animals in our foods, Leviticus 17, and avoid fat, Leviticus 3, 17. The fourth point of good health is moderation in food and drink, or not to be drunkards or gluttons. Proverbs 23 and 25. 23:20 and 25:16. Most people in affluent societies eat and drink too much. Scientific evidence has proven that overweight increases mortality from diabetes, digestive diseases, and coronary diseases. Most authorities agree that overeating and underactivity causes 95% of obesity. Yes, that's why I love the hiking and the skiing, but not everybody can do that. Ask Messiah to heal you. Point number five, ask the Messiah to heal you if you become sick. James 5:14. Your faith in the power of the Almighty and his promises to heal you makes you whole. Matthew 9:20. 6. Maintain a truly joyful spirit. We don't use that word happy here, necessarily. A joyful spirit. This can only be done by producing the fruits of the pure spirit. Keeping his feast days, keeping his mitzvah, his laws, and attending his pilgrimage feasts, and fellowshipping with one another in spirit and in truth. But, of course, abiding by local laws for now, we wouldn't be observing this thing if it were obvious it were some kind of preposterous hoax, but we don't believe it is at this point. Galatians chapter 5, living by every word of the eternal and produce the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5. Matthew 4:4, live by every word of Yahweh. Proverbs chapter 17:22, chapter 14:30, that's 14 verse 30, and chapter 4, verse 20. Point 7, be an active person. This means, if you can, this means a lot of work, which may include exercise and sports when possible. Proverbs, and I'm just going to run through the list here. I'll try to publish that on the website. Proverbs 6:6. Proverbs 10:4. 10:4 back door, right? Proverbs 6:6 and 10:4. 12:11. 20 verse 13, 19, 15, 14, 23, and 1 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. Obtain proper sleep and rest is point number 8. Sleep and rest, and it's recommended that we aim for 8 hours, and preferably during the hours of darkness, when the body cycle is ready for sleep. It will be conducive to a good restful time, also the seventh day of the week. It has also been proven to be a good jump start, but also to resuscitate from the past week. I always look forward to it anymore, to Yahweh's Sabbath day in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. A health law, as well as the spiritual law, of course, that is a memorial of Yahweh's creation to keep the seventh day, the Shabbat, the Sabbath. He gives his beloved sleep, Psalm 4, verse 8, Psalm 127, 1 and 2, and Ecclesiastes 5, 12. Finally, we're near the end of the list and near the podcast. Eat grown food in good soil organically. Eat food that's grown in good soil. Try to obtain or grow your own high-quality food. I don't really have that great of a green thumb, but I could grow lettuce. Deuteronomy 14, 22 talks about the agriculture crops. Deuteronomy 14, 22. Also, we should have quoted something from the law about making riddance. Don't make clean riddance of the corners of your field, so that we the poor can glean from the corners of the field. Proverbs 28, 19, and Luke 13, 6 through 9. These would be interesting studies. Well, I do hope to post this. I don't know how I'm going to do everything, but did want you to hear this podcast because it is very of the moment, whatever that word is. That it's imperative anyway that we take care of ourselves and get the proper sleep and exercise and a liter or two of water per day. The fasting is very, very important. Abstaining from unclean meat, or unclean, that's correct, foods. Excuse me, now you got the wrong one. Unclean meats, they are not food at all. We don't want any of that garbage in our system. We get enough of that stuff anyway. And many of the statutes of Yahweh the Eternal show that the scriptural laws, based on Yahweh's ideal society, and agriculture are for your good, for your blessing, and for your richness and enjoyment. In today's age, it's difficult to get into harmony sometimes, but we ought to do the best we can. Ask the Spirit for help. And I want to emphasize again that fasting. I just can't overemphasize it. It is so wonderful to have a 24-hour liquid fast, or during the Feast of Atonement, of course, just a plain fast of no food or water for those who are still good enough, well enough to do that. Keep our body clean is point 10. Keep your body physically clean, and for both spiritual and physical health, fast occasionally. The scriptures for this are various. 1 John 3:3 refer to physical and spiritual cleanliness. 2 Corinthians 7:1 and Isaiah 52 verse 11, messianic scripture, Isaiah 52:11. Cleanliness is indeed next to Yahweh likeness. And fasting is a way to cleanse the body eternally, internally, and of course eternally as well. That does have eternal consequence. Of course, Isaiah, or Yeshayahu, Isaiah 58, 6 through 8. And there's a product called the Balm of Gilead, which is mentioned in Scripture. And let's see, Jeremiah 8, verse 22. And then we have Leviticus and everything. 2 Kings 5, 10 as well. But let's see. So anyway, Jeremiah 8, 22. Let's see, that there is no balm in Gilead, I think was that reference. Okay, that's the one that, yes, that says, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, am I hurt? Astonishment has taken hold on me, and desolation. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no doctor there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? 2 Kings 5:10 is another reference. And Leviticus 15, that 5:10 says, and Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. And okay, Leviticus 15:13, and I already gave you the email earlier. That is StephanYah@yahweh.name. And hopefully we'll be again together with you. As I say, there's only a few people who seemed interested in these podcasts that I make around the world, only a few. But so let us know if it's been of a blessing to you, if it's helped you to enjoy Yahweh and the rain that comes down, the former and the latter rain, and enjoy it all. I see that the book of Leviticus here, chapter 15, is quite applicable to the subject. 10. Whosoever touches anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening, and he that bears any of these things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. Verse before that says, and what saddle, like a horse saddle, whatsoever he rides upon that has the issue shall be unclean. Verse 11, whomsoever he touches that has the issue and has not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself, or Tubal, I would think, Tubal himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And the vessel of earth that he touches, which has the issue, shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when he that has an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. So, at the beginning, we had the study of Shezak, be strong. And we went all the way through the scriptures from one end to the other. We wrestle not against Ephesians 6. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then I quoted that scripture out of thin air, that no weapon that is formed shall be effective against us. And many scriptures similar to that, like Romans chapter 8, and if this is the same, that I can do all things through Messiah which strengtheneth me. Looking at Romans, as I sign off here, and this is Stephan Yah, thank you again, thank you so much. And it says in verse 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yahweh, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Shezak, and Kazak, to you. Be strong and quit yourselves like men.